Good morning and welcome to another of the Proactive Paul podcasts, this one dated Thursday the 8th of December 2011. Earlier this week I was riding in a London cab and chatting to the taxi driver, who reminded me of the maxim that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And London cabbies know that, and they also know that occasionally you actually divert from a straight line based on local knowledge. And this morning, I got to thinking about using that same idea in business. We all have tasks to do. We all have objectives. And wouldn't it be easier if we could simply focus on that destination and get there by following a straight line? And then earlier this morning, in that mixing pot of multifarious crackpot ideas which I call my brain, this expression suddenly popped out. Eat frog. I've heard that a few times before. Business coaches talk about it. Eat frog. And what it means is that sometimes there's a difficult task that just has to be done. You can't put it off any longer. You have to summon up the courage and you have to eat frog. I've been there. I've done that. And I'm sure you have as well. And if we could simply summon up the courage to do these problem jobs more often, more quickly, get them done, follow a straight line, wouldn't it actually make our businesses a lot better? Now take a moment to think about the jobs that you've got on your task list. Are you going to get them done before the end of the year? Are they still going to be hanging around on the 1st of January 2012? And if they are, what's that going to do to your festive break? How are you going to feel? It's time to eat frog. Now. Yes, I mean today. I mean this week. I mean, do not leave it until Christmas Eve, because that nagging job will still be hanging over your head for the whole of the festive break. And you know what I do? We have a day every week. It's a Wednesday. Eat Frog Day. We come in on a Wednesday. We know that we're going to tackle those nasty, horrible jobs that nobody really wants to do, but somehow they've got to be done. And actually, we know that once they are done, we'll feel a whole lot better for having done it. And that's what we do every Wednesday. Pick up the Eat Frog jobs. And at the end of the day, we treat ourselves with a little reward. But the best reward is knowing that the job is finished and it won't be hanging around any longer. Now, there are only two Wednesdays left before Christmas. We've got Wednesday next week, the 14th of December, and the one after, the 21st of December. And what I'm suggesting you do is that you pick a day in the week and you call it Eat Frog Day, or Wednesday. Make that commitment now. Pick out something which you're going to do next Wednesday. Get it done. Get something else done. You'll feel better for it. Reward yourself at the end of the day, and then, during the festive break, you will know that you're going to be starting the new year with a clean, fresh sheet and with those one or two awful tasks finished. How does that make you feel? If I don't get to speak to you before the break, I hope you have a fantastic festive break and a really happy new year. I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Bye for now.